that only a few under any circumstances protest against the injustice of long-established laws and customs does not disprove the fact of the oppressions, while the deeper satisfaction of the many, if real, only proves their apathy and deeper degradation. And this week's opening quote comes from Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Apathy. We certainly do seem to have our fair share of it in the world today, but the problem with apathy, folks, is that it is terminal. Apathy will bring about an end to all that is good about the human condition. Apathy, if it continues, will result in the destruction of the human species and the ability of the human species to sustain itself, or possibly even the ability of the Earth to sustain any real form of truly biological life. Apathy, to a great extent, is what has created the mess that we currently find ourselves in. And when I say the removal of the Earth's ability to sustain any form of truly biological life, I'm not talking about things dying, folks. I'm talking about the way biological life on the planet is being altered via the chemical spraying in the skies, the nanotechnology that is becoming rampant around the planet, the microchips, the whole control grid, the whole smart grid, the electromagnetic grid, everything that's being put in place, folks. It's changing things. The world is changing around us, while people, for the most part, are simply being apathetic towards these changes, or very often have their head down rabbit holes of inaction. And so the world is being altered right under people's noses, and they're simply not doing anything about it. Of course, for the most part, people are not doing anything about it simply because they do not believe that they can do anything. But I believe that they can. I think there are ways out of this mess if we could simply unite the people into one voice and stand up and call things what they are. This is what I've been suggesting for so long, folks, and I do get attacked for it a lot lately. I get attacked for using the word community when I suggest that we should stand up and speak out. Folks, when I say we need to empower our community, I'm not saying you need to go and build an alternate community. I consider that this society that we have to be a community. We are one human family. And no, I'm not talking about collectivism. This gets construed this way as well. See, people are running all these programs that if you use certain words, people think that you're suggesting something other than what you're actually saying. But I don't really know what other words to use when I'm talking about putting common unity back into the human condition and us respecting each other and building strong community. I'm not saying build communities, I'm saying build strong common unity in your community and stand up as one voice and call things for what they are. And this seems to be getting misconstrued by so many people, but this is what I've been asking for so long, because I believe if we stood up as one global community and simply called things for what they are, then the politicians and this control grid wouldn't have anywhere to go. You know, we've simply been distracted away from the power one united voice could have. And this is what I've been suggesting for so long, and this is why I've been speaking out about anything that is creating disunity. This is why I've been calling for people to put down all their stuff and show a little forgiveness to their neighbours so that we can all stand together, because honestly, we have bigger fish to fry. We have a clear and present danger on this planet, and we're not paying attention to it because we're arguing amongst ourselves over little different idiosyncrasies, little different beliefs we have, different rabbit holes we're going down. And honestly, folks, nobody knows what the answers to anything is. And if anybody tells you that they do, well, they're lying to you, because we're all trying to find our way through this. There's no one who has all the answers. All the answers will be revealed once we stand up as one voice and call things for what they are. And the fact that we're not doing it, the fact that we are so apathetic towards this opportunity, is what is causing most of the problems. You know, it's so frustrating to see people arguing over details. Details, they're all details, folks. All the things that are not addressing the fact that the human condition is currently one of slavery and we have an opportunity to emancipate ourselves from this slavery. Everything else is just a detail at the moment, because until we emancipate ourselves from this slavery system, we're not going to be able to answer any of the other questions anyway. So we need to get a little bit of focus, folks. And the way we're going to do that is by having a strong communal voice. The entire global community needs to stand up and call things for what they are. It's as simple as that. Do that, we can stop all of these wars, we can stop all this financial slavery, we can stop the direction these megalomaniacal criminal politicians are dragging the human species, and we can put a little bit of sanity back into the equation. But until we're prepared to put down all our stuff with each other and actually stand up and respect each other and speak out as one united voice, we're not going to achieve anything. And so this is why this has been my message in as many thousands of different ways that I can convey it, because this is the way out of this mess. It's got to come from unity and respect. It's got to come from a change in the human heart space, folks. You've got to change your own heart space into one of respect and compassion for those around you, and one of non-fear, okay, one of love, one of non-fear, and simply stand up and call things for what they are, regardless of what your peers may think of you doing so, regardless of what the society may think of you doing so. We need to stand up and be a strong voice in our communities, folks, in our global community, and the entire truth movement or alternate media or whatever you want to call this schmozzle that it's become needs to get on board and respect each other and put down their agendas, put down their rabbit holes, and stand up as one united voice and call things for what they are. You know, we've got a world run by criminals, and we have an opportunity to wrest control of this world from the criminal empire that currently has it in its clutches. And that will only be achieved by a strong and empowered community that's willing to stand up and call things for what they are. So what do you say, folks? Let's do it. Let's put down all our stuff. Let's put down all our disunity, and let's stand up together and call things for what they are. Let's take this world back from the hands of the criminals that are currently running it and who are steering us in a direction that we do not want to go. This entire transhumanist technocratic nightmare that is being constructed around us, we don't want to go there, folks. So let's choose to go somewhere else. And look, folks, if someone's got a better idea, I'm all ears, but I've tried most of the other ideas. I've tried being conspiratorial about it. I've tried pointing out the grand conspiracy to people. I've tried encouraging people to question reality, to question the past, to question what we're being told about the nature of reality, to question the nature of their government. I've suggested people question everything, but it really hasn't worked. All you do is leave people with a lot of questions they can't answer. And trust me, folks, I've been trying to answer many of these questions for 30 years. And I've come to the conclusion that all it's done has kept me sidetracked from the actual solution to the human condition. And that is for us to put down all of our stuff, take all these blinkers off, stop going down all these rabbit holes that people put there, and simply stand up and call things for what they are, because then everything will be revealed. I don't know, it seems really simple to me, but like I said, folks, if anyone's got a better idea, I'm all ears. But no matter what the way forward is, if there's a way it can be achieved without people actually respecting each other and being prepared to listen to each other, then I don't know what you must be thinking. Because I simply don't know anything that's going to work if we don't have that as its root core. We've got to have this respect for each other. We've got to be prepared to listen to each other. And we've got to be prepared to allow other people to think differently to the way we think. And that is what seems to be missing from so much of the alternate media these days. Everyone is either come down my rabbit hole or you're a shill. And when everybody thinks this way, you have an entire alternate movement pitted against itself rather than focusing on the root core of the problem, and it just becomes self-destructive at that point, and the system just continues to go barreling along. Now, you've got to watch for infiltrators, folks, in all of these things. In anything that you do, you've got to watch for infiltrators. Even in the Full Circle Project, when you're getting together and you're forming your local groups and your local action groups, watch out for infiltrators. Watch out for agent provocateurs. Anyone who wants to create violence is an agent provocateur. We do not want them as part of it. Anybody who tries to steer your attention away from the root core of the problem, anyone who tries to turn it into a political movement or any of this sort of stuff, these are the sorts of people that will come in and attempt to co-opt your little groups. This is why we suggest that you use groups of five people. Because in a group of five people, it's very difficult for one overriding personality to start getting others to come onto their side. If you start getting six people, it starts getting argumentative. You start getting one leading figure. There might be someone else in the group which is more encouraged to follow the ideas of this one. And we never get an even democratic overview of what the real situation is, and we don't get democratic input into the solution. And if all the people within the group are actually focused on the core issue, which really is the abuse of office of all of our governments and this whole abusive system that is set up here, and addressing that and calling it for what it is, if everybody has their focus on that as being what has caused the particular social symptom that they're dealing with, then we're going to be fine. You're not going to see people being able to come in and co-opt the direction of your group. But it's very, very important that people do watch out for infiltrators. And there has certainly been a lot of infiltrators within the alternative media and within the truth movement. There's been a lot of people that want to steer the mind of the general population away from the root core of the problem and in any solutions to addressing this problem. Because that's what we've got to do, folks. It's all very well to sit here and say the world's all messed up and the world's different to what we think and everything's hidden from us and oh, woe is us, we're heading in a terrible direction. It's all very well to keep saying this and talking about it, but unless we're looking for solutions and ways out of this, then we're not really doing anything worthwhile at all. We're simply doing the ruling hands work for them by creating arguments amongst ourselves. We need to be focused on the solutions to the problems, folks. And I honestly don't know what the solutions are anymore. I've tried just about everything I can think of to get people's attention to the fact that they actually have power. They even have power within this fictional system if they want to use it. If they would simply unite, they could have power within any system. It wouldn't matter what system was there. If the human race could learn to respect each other and actually operate in empathy and simply do the right thing in all that they do, we could change the world in a day, and it would be so simple. And that is what becomes so frustrating for me. And that's why people need to really keep a lookout, folks, for infiltrators within your groups, within your discussion groups. I don't even get in trouble for saying we need to do this or we've got to do that. See, you can't say anything anymore, folks. You can't use words when you speak to people anymore, because everyone thinks if you use certain words and there's certain programs running, and it's got to the point where I'm going to have to continue my radio shows in sign language or something if I continue on air much longer, simply because of the programs people are running about the abject quality of words. So if you're not allowed to use certain words, folks, well, I don't really know how to convey thoughts to people. I mean, I could come here and speak in all politically correct, airy-fairy, new age, legally, linguistically correct dialogue all the time, and no one would understand a damn thing that I'm saying, and it would take hours for people to decipher what was actually being said, and you can't keep everybody happy all of the time, so why bother? So I simply say what I say, folks, and I'm afraid if it offends certain ears to hear me using the words like we need to do this, or we've got to do that, or we should do this, or perhaps we should do that, well, I'm sorry if it offends anybody. And if using the word community offends everybody by speaking about the overall global human family, well, I apologize. Please email me a new word and I will use it on future shows. Just to try and keep everybody happy. But I digress. But I tell you, folks, the nitpicking, it does get to me after a while. People's propensity to nitpick rather than listening to the body of the show, rather than listening to the actual message that I'm attempting to convey, they pick you up on the odd word here and there that you're using, or they misconstrue what you're saying. And I'm sorry if I've said that anybody's attacking me when that wasn't their intent, but I do get tired of the hate mail. I do get tired of the amount of disinformation that's out there. I do get tired of the personal attacks, because I'm human, the same as all of you out there, folks. And especially when all I've ever attempted to do is offer my perspective in the hope that it may somehow improve the human condition. But we do what we can, folks, and I guess it goes with the territory. So I'll take the knocks, I'll continue to take the knocks, but sometimes it's nice to just be able to come on here and share them with you guys, because it does get to you, folks. It really does after a while. But anyway, moving forward, our future really doesn't look that bright, folks, I have to say. I mean, I have attempted to be positive on these shows for a good many years now, but our future does not really look very bright at the moment, simply because of the division in any response to this situation and in what the real situation is. I mean, they are really bringing this control grid down in so many ways, and they're infiltrating themselves out around the globe as quickly as they can. And it is a concern, mostly because, as I said, there is no real coordinated response to this. And in fact, many people are unaware of the true extent of the attack that the human race is currently under from the controlling hand on this planet. Well, those who've set themselves up as the controlling hand anyway. But it truly is a full spectrum attack that humankind is under at the moment. We're being attacked on all levels, not only through our legislation and the things that our governments are doing visibly on the surface, the loss of rights, the spying on the general population, and all the nefarious actions that they're carrying out. But we're also being attacked via our food, the toxins in our food, the genetic alteration of the food. We're being attacked by the electromagnetic soup we're swimming in, not to mention the aerial spraying and what it's doing to the atmosphere that we're breathing. But we're also under attack in the digital world, in the cyber world. Everything that we do in cyberspace is monitored. Everything we do on the internet is monitored and tracked. All of our transactions, which are made digitally through our credit cards and through other digital means, are all tracked. And this also leaves a paper trail and creates a profile on everybody. We're being watched and monitored by television sets these days, and soon they're introducing smart appliances throughout the home, which will monitor and track everything everybody does every time an appliance is turned on, all of this sort of stuff. And again, this creates a digital profile on the inhabitants of the house and what they get up to and which appliances they use and which ones may be using more energy than others. It also creates targeted advertisements towards these people. So everything we do in cyberspace is not just for our benefit, it's also to create a viable map of the human terrain. And that's what they're looking for, folks. They need to understand the human terrain in order to be able to control the human terrain. And the way they intend to control it is through artificial intelligence. And this is something that I spoke about recently on a show, the artificial intelligence that is being introduced, the concept that they're bringing in of militarized robots, lethal militarized robots. This is essentially an AI-controlled robot, a robot with artificial intelligence that has lethal capabilities. Folks, we're talking about things such as Terminator or the recent film Elysium, where they had the AI robot police. And even though there are so many scientists protesting this type of development, what the government and military are basically saying is, well, the genie is out of the bottle now, and if we don't develop this type of technology, then some civilian will develop it and use it against the government. So the government needs to develop it first so that they have the upper hand, and just to keep us safe, of course. The question is, folks, why would anyone ever even go down this pathway? We know the dangers of lethal artificial intelligence and what it could do, and yet this is the road that we are being led down by our mad scientists and the government that is supporting them. And this, of course, is all part of the future AI control grid, which is, of course, what Jade Helm is all about as well. This is about the testing of the AI system and seeing how people will react in such a situation. Of course, it isn't all AI yet, but that's the way it's heading. And you've really got to look at this, folks, and consider, is the creation of such a system really the act of a sane mind? And of course, it isn't. I mean, nothing these people do can really be construed as being sane, folks. It really isn't part of the equation with these people. I mean, science really doesn't seem to have been on the path of sanity for quite a long time. And I don't know how anybody could perceive the invention of artificial intelligence and arming that artificial intelligence with lethal capabilities as being the act of a sane mind, even using the excuse that the genie is out of the bottle. I mean, who let the genie out of the bottle? It was a scientist to begin with. And why do they automatically assume that whoever has this technology is going to want to use it to kill others, and so they have to make something more lethal to begin with? Why don't they do something about the state of scarcity, the artificial state of scarcity that people are forced to live in by forcing people to pay to be alive, which is what causes all the problems to begin with and creates all the competition and makes people want to kill each other to begin with, simply because they perceive themselves to be in a state of scarcity, which is all completely rubbish and all completely contrived. I think we should maybe address that, and we would find that we don't need to invent this type of technology at all. But again, folks, it isn't really a matter of whether we want to or whether we need to. It's the fact that there are minds out there that are so deranged that they would want to begin with. That's the problem, folks. The problem is that the people who are running this planet are completely stark, raving, insane. And if you need proof of that, well, I suggest you can get in your car and go out for a drive and have a look at the planet. It's pretty messed up out there, folks. And this is all due to the people that we have appointed to manage our infrastructure for us actually abusing the office that they hold, abusing their power, and creating this nightmare that we see unfolding before us. Well, that's where the problem begins anyway, but on a more realistic level, the problem continues and the problem exists again due to the apathy of the general population in dealing with this situation. And honestly, folks, I mean, many of the people who can even see the problems that we have are apathetic towards them. You can give people information, you can wake them up, they can see that there is an issue, there is a problem, and then they just go back to sleep, they go back to their televisions, they go back to their daily routine, and they think, oh, well, it's there, but there's just nothing I can really do about it, and oh, it doesn't really matter because it's not affecting my personal life just yet. And that seems to be the way most people think. And you've got to wonder, is this a result of the programming that people undergo during their childhood, during their education system? Or is this a result of the chemical dumbing down that the people are subject to? Is it a result of the fluoridation of their water supply? And it isn't just in the water supply, folks. There's many countries you can actually go to where there is no fluoride in the water supply. But then when you start picking up random items off the supermarket shelves, you find that there is fluoride in all the food, fluoride in the salt, fluoride in the canned food. So they get it into you some way. And I believe that this is a lot of what creates the apathetic state of people, the apathetic mindset, the way people simply can't get motivated, the way they really can't be bothered doing anything, and they just can't seem to think too clearly. Their minds wander, you give them information, it's all very important to them, and then 5 minutes later they're thinking about something else as if it doesn't matter. And this is all a result of things such as fluoride. This is one of the effects of fluoride anyway, so I would suggest that that is one of the main culprits that is creating this apathetic state in the human condition. It really is a concern, folks, the apathy, because apathy is what is bringing this whole situation to a head around us. I mean, really, folks, we could address this quite easily if people were to simply stand up and call it for what it is. We could find that we could address this, and it's just getting people motivated to do it. I mean, a lot of it is fear. People don't want to stand up and be counted because they're scared they'll get knocked on the head. They don't really seem to realize what we could do with the strength of numbers if everybody was to stand up. We would have far too many numbers for the powers that believe they be to really be able to combat this type of wave of consciousness and this wave of public opinion. And so that would be hugely advantageous for us to do that. There'd be nothing they could really do to stop it. But again, it is quite a fearful reality for people to step into, and very often people don't want to step into it because of the cognitive dissonance that they are suffering. Someone actually wrote to me the other day and they said the problem isn't that people aren't awake and that they won't join the truth movement. The problem is that most people don't even know that there is a need for a truth movement. And that really is the crux of the matter, folks, is that most people do not know that there is a need for people to be offering an alternative view. Most people believe that the view they get from the television is actually the truth. It's actually reality. And so that's why what we need to formulate is a workable plan that is going to reach the 99% of people who are still asleep, the 99% of people who don't understand that there's a problem. We have to find a way of reaching these people in a language that is non-confrontational, a language they can understand, and a language that empowers them and motivates them into action. It's got to be simple, it's got to be concise, and it's got to be something that they can identify with on their level, not something conspiratorial. conspiracy, even though it does exist and there is a global hand, there is a global conspiracy, there is a group of very powerful people doing very nefarious things, it simply doesn't work, telling this to the man on the street. This is something that they need to discover on their own once they have started on their own path towards wakefulness. But it's getting them to step onto that path. It's helping them think outside of the box a little bit so they can discover that that pathway actually exists. Because at the moment it's like a little gate hidden in the hedgerow and they can't really see that there's actually a gate there. There isn't a visible doorway for them to walk through. So we have to help them trim things up a little bit and find that there is actually a little pathway there. There is another door that they can open, and it's a door that contains a myriad of information and can actually change their lives and can change the human condition if enough people are willing enough to walk down the path. But again, folks, you cannot reach these people in conspiratorial language. I know, I've tried it. And people who say, oh, you've got to tell everybody all the truth, or you're a liar, or you're a shill. These people themselves are shills, folks. These people are programmed, because you've got to give people enough information that will empower them onto a path of self-discovery for themselves. That's the only way you're ever going to really wake people up, folks. You can't tell people what reality is. You have to help them discover what reality is for themselves. Because real truth is always realized, folks. It can never be told. Real truth is a moment of discovery that we all have. And what I believe our role in the alternate media is to help people discover this for themselves and to help people see that there is a way out of this situation and essentially to provide a safety net for them. And that's why we've got to develop ways of reaching the man on the street. Anything that is not reaching these people, anything that is being used to alienate these people and to say, oh, these are just sleeping sheeple and they deserve what they get, these types of things. I mean, this is all controlled opposition, folks. I'm convinced of it. Even people developing this mindset themselves, they're developing it because they're programmed into developing it. It's counterproductive and won't achieve anything. We have to put a little bit of respect and empathy back into this situation. Look, I think we've reached break time here, folks, so I'll leave it there for now, and we're going to have a break. It's a pleasure talking to you on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So yes, we do have a huge problem with apathy with the people, and we have a lot of things that we really should not be apathetic about. And it gets to the stage, folks. I mean, once you see the control grid, I mean, I really don't know how people can be apathetic about it, because once you wake up to what is really happening on this planet, there becomes a real need to speak out about it. And I truly believe that the whole conspiracy movement, the whole conspiracy culture that has been created around the actual global conspiracy is one of the biggest problems. It's one of the biggest distractions that we have. I said this in my very first film, The Big Picture, back in 2008, that the best way to hide an actual conspiracy is to create a conspiracy culture around it. But what is the actual conspiracy, folks? I mean, sure, there is a ruling hand. There is a group of very powerful people who control the money system and who control governments and who control the economic system. They control most corporations. They control most of the global resources. But is that the real problem? Or is the real problem the fact that the people don't think they can do anything about it? The people believe that they must be ruled. Because I think that is the real conspiracy, folks. The real conspiracy is how people have been coerced and corralled into believing that they have no power, that they are just little people, and that the ruling hand is all powerful. I think that is the real conspiracy, folks. The real conspiracy is the loss of self. The real conspiracy is the loss of motivation that has happened in the minds of the people due to their belief that they are just little people and that they cannot achieve any positive change in the world. I mean, this has effectively neutered people, folks. It has. It's prevented people from simply standing up and calling things for what they are. People see a problem and they just seem to blindly accept that that's the way it is. Recently, we had an autistic girl in Australia who showed incredible improvement in her autism by using cannabis oil. And the Premier of Victoria, I think some sociopath, Napthine or something his name is, said that irrespective of the fact that it has cured this girl, he agrees that it should remain illegal. And the people just go, oh, well, the minister said so, so that's the way it must be. And this sort of stuff, folks, I mean, this is completely ridiculous. Here we have an autistic girl who has been basically cured of her autism by a plant that grows naturally, which has been outlawed by what is essentially a criminal government, and the people just accepted that's the way it is because these sociopaths wrote it down on paper. When what these people are actually doing, folks, is a crime against humanity. I mean, the banning of cannabis is in fact a crime against humanity. It is what has caused a great deal of sickness on the planet, and yet the people blindly accept it rather than simply standing up and calling this Napthine out as the sociopath and moron that he is for continuing to support the prohibition of this highly medicinal substance. I recently cured a man of throat cancer as well, folks. That's another one to add to the list. That's another person who has come back to me and said, thank you, Max. I've now gone to the doctor and the doctor has pronounced me cancer-free. And this is again from ingesting cannabis oil, folks. Cannabis oil cures cancer. Cancer is, in fact, one of the most curable diseases on the planet. In fact, I might actually do a show next week or the week after. I might do a show completely about cannabis oil and the healing properties of this plant and the fact that the outlawing of this plant constitutes a crime against humanity and that every politician that is supporting the continued prohibition of this plant is in fact in abuse of their office and is in fact indulging in crimes against humanity simply by their failure to speak out against the prohibition of this highly medicinal plant. A plant that has killed zero people in its over 10,000 years of recorded use and yet is classed as a dangerous drug by the psychopaths that run our government when all these people do is push dangerous drugs on the people, i.e. the pharmaceutical industry, and push wars and bombs on everybody else. I mean, look at the state of the world, folks. These people indulge in mass killing every day, our politicians. They indulge in mass killing and slaughter and genocide every day simply by their support for this system, and yet they ban the most medicinal substance on the planet in the name of public safety, of course. And they do that, folks, because everything they say is backwards and all they know how to do is lie. And people just need to look at this, folks, to realize that these politicians are compromised. They're never going to tell the truth because they're simply not able to in many cases. I think that is really the case. I think that they have dirt on these people, or if they don't have dirt on them, then they make sure that the politicians are strong family people. They like to know the politicians have a lovely wife and lovely children and all this sort of stuff because it presents this family image to the public. But it also provides the controlling hand with a hook. It provides the controlling hand with a mechanism by which to control the politicians, because once a politician enters office and actually finds out the truth about what's going on, you find people like Napthine probably can't say that he wants to see cannabis oil legalized because he will find that his children will suffer in some way. See, they can get to these people via their families, folks. And that is one of the reasons you really cannot expect to be able to find a political remedy to this situation, not unless you can find a politician that doesn't have any family and is not able to be compromised and is prepared to stand up and basically put his life on the line by speaking the truth, because that is what will happen to them when they do speak the truth, if they were to speak the truth. The problem is that they have this fear of death, and it's not just a fear of death for themselves, not just a fear of personal death, it's also a fear of something terrible happening to their family or to their children. So you've got to understand they are compromised. I mean, a lot of the anger and vitriol that I direct towards these people is done out of pure frustration for the fact that I believe they should stand up and speak the truth. They shouldn't be scared of death. They should simply call things for what they are and be remembered as someone who actually did work to make some positive change. They should use the position that they have to at least attempt to rally others within their organization to the cause as well. I think there's probably many politicians that would stand up and do the right thing if they knew that there were other politicians that were going to do so at the same time. And again, folks, even within the political system, it's because there is no unity, there is no cohesion, there is no respect. It's all competitive, and it's been designed to be that way to prevent people from standing up and calling things for what they are. But really the problem is the system itself, folks. It's the system that has allowed this type of control to infiltrate within the political mechanism. That's where the real issues have come from, folks. It's the system itself. I mean, we can call the politicians out for the sociopaths and criminals that they are by their support for this system, but ultimately it's the system itself that is the problem. And that's why the only real change has to come from a strong voice from the community. People have to stand up together and simply call things for what they are. I mean, I really believe this is how we can make change, folks. People need to see this whole situation that's just gone down with this autistic girl and notice that this has actually cured her. And like I said, I've just had a man contact me and say, yes, my throat cancer is now cured. And this is a man who was told he was going to die from throat cancer. Now he's as happy as Larry. He's living a great life and he has no cancer. And yet we still have people that are willing to toe the government line, that are willing to go down all the pathway of chemotherapy and have all their wealth milked from them, knowing that this is going to basically kill them and it's going to make them broke at the same time. And chemotherapy is incredibly expensive and all they're doing is injecting you with radiation, folks. It's just killing you and they're hoping that it kills the cancer before it kills you. But that isn't what they're hoping for at all. Anyway, what they're hoping for is to just basically render you useless and steal all your wealth at the same time. Cancer is a very, very profitable disease for the pharmaceutical industry, folks. That's why they've never let you know that there is actually a cure for it. Because the cure is natural and they can't patent the cure and therefore they can't make a lot of money out of the cure the way they make so much money out of the disease. I mean, I'm of the belief that people should just approach things realistically. I mean, say to the politician, are you seriously telling me that you are legislating that I'm unable to cure my daughter of this disease and that you're calling this legal? Is that what you're telling me? You're telling me that your banning of a cure for my daughter's illness is legal. Are you serious? I'd like to know who wrote that legislation and what sort of a legal system you have here that would dare to allow my daughter to die or my daughter to suffer a serious disease that is totally curable and yet you can call it legal. I want to know what sort of a legal system you think this is. I want to know who constructed this ridiculous system and I want to hold the people who are preventing me from curing my daughter accountable for their actions because I'm going to cure my daughter. And if you seriously think that something you wrote on a piece of paper is going to prevent me from doing so, and you seriously think that what you're doing is illegal and is not a crime against humanity, I'd also like to have you committed for a psychiatric evaluation. Because you're holding a position of authority, a public position of authority, and you don't appear to be mentally competent if you think that what you are presenting me with is reality. I mean, if you're seriously believing that I am not going to cure my daughter because you wrote something down on a piece of paper, you've got rocks in your head. It's as simple as that. And if you are daring to write down on a piece of paper, or someone else has dared to write on a piece of paper that I'm unable to cure my daughter, and you are daring to support it, and you are willing to send a group of armed thugs around to my house to put me in a cage for trying to cure my daughter of a disease, you have rocks in your head. You are completely insane. And obviously so is the system that you are supporting, so I think we should rally the people of this country to stand up and actually make a little bit of difference here because we would like to be able to cure ourselves from diseases regardless of what our criminal politicians tell us we can or cannot do. And in fact, the politicians need to explain themselves to us as to why they would go to such extraordinary steps to make sure this country is kept in a state of sickness. And that's the approach I think people should have. In these situations, folks, simply call things for what they are. I mean, what are they going to do, folks? Are they going to fine you for speaking the truth? Are they going to fine you for saying what is actually going on in the world? I mean, you really think they're going to do this? I don't, folks, because that would mean taking you to court and you'd get a chance to defend yourself. And all you're really doing is speaking the truth. And if they take you to court, they're going to make a public spectacle out of themselves and they're going to awaken vast amounts of population to the fact that there's a serious problem. And do you really think that would be a wise thing for them to do? Do you really think they're going to do that? They can't. I mean, they can threaten you, they can threaten this, they can threaten whatever, but ultimately they're just a bunch of criminals, folks, and the best thing you can do is just call these people out for what they are and name things for what they are. And when you find something as miraculous as the cannabis plant and you see the cures that can be achieved and the uses that this plant has, well, you should just use it, folks. You should just use it yourself regardless of whatever these criminal politicians have written on paper, because all they're doing is supporting the slavery system. All they're doing is supporting the manufactured sickness of our society, and it is manufactured. The toxic food they feed you, the stuff that's in the supermarkets, folks, go and have a read of the labels of some of this stuff, some of what's in the cans and what's in the packets. None of it's really fit for human consumption. I mean, just the fact that we've got to buy bottled water now, folks. You can't drink the water out of the tap. Nobody really seems to complain about this. You've actually got to buy bottled water because the tap water is so toxic because of the chemicals they put in there. And yet we still shower and bathe in this stuff. We're still absorbing it through our skin. And nobody seems to wonder about the reason why they suddenly have to buy bottled water. It just seems to have happened. We've made this transition to bottled water. And nobody has questioned why the tap water has become so undrinkable and why people would allow their government to pump this undrinkable, toxic water into their households the way they do. You know, we just don't look at things and we don't call things for what they are, folks. We just accept the transition to bottled water without ever asking why. We accept the transition to this chemical pharmaceutical industry and the banning of cannabis without ever asking why, and just accepting that the government has our best interests at heart. But they don't, folks. The fact that these cures are banned and the fact that they would pump this toxic water into your house, the fact they would destroy the water table through CSG mining and simply say it's good for the economy, the fact that they would continue with these wars, continue with this financial slavery system, folks. I mean, let's just stand up and say we've had enough, shall we? Please, let's just do that. I'd really like to see some change come about in the world, folks. And whatever it is that's going to unite the people, I'm all for it. I really am. I just like to see the people unite and stand up and start calling this system out for what it is. Let us be in a position where we actually can cure ourselves. Let us get ourselves back into a position where we can grow our own food, where we can start looking after our neighbours, where we can start helping our brothers and sisters. Let's get ourselves into a position where we don't have to profit from each other all the time in order to collect the paper we need to pay to be alive. Let's get back to a position where we don't have to pay to live on the planet that we were born on. Let's get back to a position where the monetary system actually serves the people rather than milks their wealth from them. And let's get back to a position where there is some sort of responsibility and accountability in our governments, and get some sort of consciousness happening and some sort of responsibility happening with the individual, so that we can lead ourselves back to a point where we don't need government for anything else other than infrastructure management, which is really what they should be doing at the moment. And it's what they're doing worst out of all their duties. What they're really concentrating on is homogenizing the entire world into one big corporate entity and putting all the citizens in place as the chattels they need to harvest the energy that they like to indulge themselves in. And I don't know about all of you out there, but I'm getting really tired of it, folks, and I would love to see some sort of conscious awakening that was actually going to work, something that was actually going to bring about some change, something that was actually going to motivate people into speaking out themselves and simply calling a spade a spade. I mean, we really do have an opportunity for freedom here, folks, and it's been a long time coming, and we're being delivered it on a silver platter at the moment. We really are. We've got such a huge opportunity for human freedom if people would simply get motivated and start speaking the truth. And I'd really hate to see this opportunity pass. I'd really hate to see us go down the path of this AI control grid that is being ushered in all around us. And right now we are literally walking on the edge of a knife, folks. We are on the verge of one of two completely different realities, and the choice as to which way we will go lies with the people themselves. They just have to see the choices that are there before them and see the opportunity that's been provided for them. And my great hope is that they will see these things, and the human family will stand up in unity, make its voice heard, and take the steps we need for some positive change to this control grid. Emancipation from the control grid is what we want, folks. We don't need a control grid the manner of what we have. humanity doesn't need to be controlled. It needs to be free to express itself. And if people were educated in reality and really knew who and what they were and knew the value of themselves and the value of others, then I don't think we would have all the problems anyway, and we wouldn't need to be controlled to the extent that we are. I mean, honestly, folks, integrity has no need of rules. The problem is that we have a social system, an educational system, and our very society is designed to produce people of very low integrity because people are taught to be competitive. And many people are traumatized during their childhood so that they grow up with a chip on their shoulder. I mean, I certainly did. I had a terribly traumatic childhood and I grew up with a chip on my shoulder. I'm actually lucky to have gotten through it the way I did. I could have become a very, very different person to the one I am now. I certainly had every opportunity to go very, very wrong if I'd simply allowed myself to, if I'd shut myself off from the system and shut myself off from reality. I could have gone down the wrong path. Many people can. And that's why you can't blame most of the people within our society, most of the rejects within our society, what we would call rejects anyway. You'll find a lot of these people are actually quite intelligent and quite creative people. They simply weren't able to function within the parameters of the system, and so they were discarded. You know, people look at the society that we've got now and they think, oh my God, it would be terrible if there wasn't any controlling hand. But really, it's the controlling hand, it's the way society is controlled, which has created the problem. Because when you control people and you crush their creative potential, then you produce this stressed out sociopathic society that doesn't really know itself. The people within the society don't really know who they are. Many people who are extremely successful in the business world go through that whole corporate dream and corporate reality without ever discovering themselves. They get to a position where they are fabulously rich and fabulously wealthy and fabulously influential, but they still never really found themselves through the whole process. They get there and they go, well, it's an empty utopia. There's nothing here because I'm not here because I don't know who I am and I don't know what all this was for anyway. And that's the situation that we see, folks. And this is all the result of the control grid. It's all the result of humankind being controlled. Everything we do is curtailed and controlled, and human consciousness has been squashed into a box. And nobody's able to think about a different type of reality. No one's able to think for themselves. No one's able to express their true creative potential. And that's what we're here to do, folks. We're here to create. But we've just become this apathetic race that doesn't really do anything except what it's told. And what we're told to do is usually not in our best interest. What we're told to do is completely detrimental to our health. It's detrimental to our well-being. It's detrimental to a vibrant future. The only thing that really serves is the corporate economic system. And that's what's wrong with the politicians, folks. They're totally left-brained and they only think in a corporate economic manner. They believe that we need to have this financial control grid and that it all has to function like a big machine. And that's the only way humankind will ever get along with themselves because, oh my God, look at how we're always at each other's throats. We're just a mindless, useless rabble. We can't be expected to show any consciousness or any responsibility, and so they need to control us, and that is what has created this whole situation. Because the only reason humanity is at each other's throats at all, folks, again, is because of this economic system that has been superimposed over reality and the fact that this economic system keeps people in a state of scarcity and competition. And the whole thing is contrived. The whole thing is so far removed from what reality should be that it's just ridiculous. The problem is that people just can't see it because this is what their education has taught them that reality should be. Many people cannot even conceive of a reality where it wasn't like this, where we didn't have this economic system, where we didn't have nations all based on their economic worth, and we didn't have a system which required permanent growth. Many people simply cannot understand or even conceive of any other type of reality. And that's one of the big problems. And that's what creates the apathy too, because people look at this and it seems too insurmountable for them. So they go into cognitive dissonance. They go into an apathetic state and just think, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Even if I wanted to bring about change, I couldn't because I'm just a little person. And again, this is the programming, folks. That is the real conspiracy. The real conspiracy is the way people have been taught to believe that they have no real value and that they cannot bring about any real change in the world because they've been trained to never truly realize the power of their own voice should they choose to use it. The power of an honest, outspoken voice simply calling things for what they are is a force that is virtually unstoppable, folks. And every major change we've ever seen in this world, every revolution, any change for the better, any change for the worst, all of it has come from an idea that one person had and their willingness to voice that idea and other people hearing it and deciding that it was a good idea and jumping on board. That's what's brought about all change in the human condition. That is what has helped us evolve, folks. If you want to really look at society as being something that does evolve, if you want to look at human consciousness as being something that does evolve, really that is what has helped it happen. All these changes ultimately came about from someone who is willing to voice an opinion or offer an idea. The problem is that in the world today, we've been told that little people don't have ideas. We must listen to what the scientific community says or to what the politicians say because they know best. We have a nanny state that will look after you. You don't need to think about it. All you need to think about is putting food on the table for your families because it's a hard and dangerous world out there. It's competitive. You've got to be ruthless. You've got to get out there and make a mark for yourself. But they never tell you that the playing field is rigged. The game is rigged. You won't win. You can't win, not unless you call things for what they are. You're not out there to really make a living and make a mark for yourself in the world at all. You're simply thrown into a pit and you're told to survive at the expense of anybody and everything that you need to use in order to make that mark for yourself. That's what it's all about, folks, and it's a lie. It's a complete lie. We all have an incredible amount of creative potential, and if we were free to use it, we could create an absolutely incredible world. But it's not going to happen if people are not willing to stand up and speak their truth. It's really not going to happen. If people are just going to be continually willing to follow the party line and do what the government says and allow the government to destroy their planet around them, allow the government to remove you of the ability to cure yourself of diseases by writing rules on pieces of paper saying that you must ingest their chemicals instead of that which grows naturally, and all the things that these people do, if the society that we live in, if the people of this world are simply going to allow this to happen and simply call it real and allow these politicians to control the world the way they do, then really we deserve the future that we're allowing to be created. But even in saying that, folks, in many ways we don't deserve it because many people simply don't know what is happening. Many people are simply unaware of the control grid. Many people are unaware of the fact that they are being lied to, and many people simply, when they do wake up to this fact, they can't see a way out because they really don't realize the power of themselves, the power of an outspoken voice, the power of positive thinking. It really can make a difference, folks. But we're at a time in history when these truths are now being realized by many people. These truths are now becoming self-evident. And that is what is providing me with the great hope that I still hold, that humankind will one day wake up to their potential and they will stand up and call things for what they are. And by doing so, they will start to affect some sort of positive change. You know, we don't need to attack anyone. We don't need to point the finger at anyone except ourselves. We need to break out of our apathetic state and simply step into our power. I think that would change everything, folks, and I know I'm not allowed to say that we need to do this or we should do that because I get in trouble for it, but we do need to, folks. I don't really care if I get in trouble for saying these things because, as far as I can see, it's the truth. And the greatest problem that we face and the greatest threat and the thing that has allowed this whole situation to unfold is our unwillingness to see this truth and our willingness to stay in the apathetic state that we find ourselves in today. It is a great shame, folks, and it is a great squandering of human potential because we really have so much potential. We have so much ability right in our fingertips, and we are simply squandering the opportunities that life has given to us. It's a great gift, this life, folks, and even though we mess up sometimes, it's still a great gift, and we always have the opportunity to not mess up again. We always have the opportunity to start our lives right here at this point and take positive steps forward and create a vibrant future from wherever we happen to be in our social system and wherever we happen to be in our lives, wherever we happen to be in our state of consciousness. We have the opportunity and the choice to be able to put all that down and to take the first step forward in our new world and our new life. And that can begin right now, anytime we choose to step onto the path. But that is it for me, folks. I'm now completely out of time. It's been a pleasure speaking to you again today. Thank you to anybody who has ever helped out or made a contribution to the website. I'm sorry I don't get to write to everybody to say thank you, but it is wonderful when people can help. So thank you very much. But again, that is it for me, folks. I'm now completely out of time. I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh.